I don't even know where to start. Wow. Ann and I went to Paris 3 days before we started the Camino to kind of try and adjust to the time zone and that kind of stuff. And we went for a walk, and we ended up at a memorial. And I was so deeply touched in that moment. We went in, and this memorial was to the 250,000 Parisians that had been gathered up during World War and taken to concentration camps and killed. And as I walked through that memorial, I just cracked open. And it's one thing to know about it intellectually, but to be there on the site where they were loaded up was so profound for me. And it was in my consciousness, maybe not at the top layer, but it was certainly within my consciousness for days afterwards. And then I don't know how much longer. I lost track. Ann would know exactly. But it was sometime later, we were at an albergo, which is like a hostel, you know, rows of bunk beds, and you get a pilgrim meal. And we were eating this pilgrim meal next to a lady from England, Astrid from England, which I can do a whole sermon on Astrid. But I don't know why, but I was prompted to say to her, how is it? You know, we are now on this Camino together. We are all walking, and there's people from all over the world, all over every nation, every background, and we're walking, and there's this magnificent bond of the pilgrims. And yet, still in my consciousness is that memorial. And how is it that there is not animosity? And I don't know how old Astrid was. I guess 40, I don't know. But I said, it's either your parents' generation or your grandparents' generation went through that war. How is it that there is not animosity toward the Germans, the Italians? And she was quiet for a while. And then she said, Don, what I have come to know and believe and understand is that we are all one. Yes, we may be from different countries and speak a different language and have some different customs, but what we now know is that we are one. And I thought, whoa, I mean, she's talking like religious scientists here. I mean, this is like what we believe. And she's a good Catholic girl from England. And what a powerful statement that was. Our awareness is that we are one. Days later, walking down the Camino, that's another story. And Anne's off with Natasha, one of our friends, Natasha, that we made. And I was walking along. I'm not the fastest, and it was a young girl, Leah from Germany, and she was going slow, not because she had big old blisters. Man, they were bad. And so the two of us were going about the same pace, and as we walked together, once again, I felt that coming up inside of me, and I thought, Don, put a sock in it. Don't say anything, you fool. And sure as hell, I said, Leah, how is it? Because we'd really opened up. We'd really connected. But is there a national guilt? Or is there national shame over the Holocaust and World War II and what was done? She also didn't say anything for a while as we walked down the Camino together. And I thought, boy, you did it this time. You really offended this poor young girl. And then she said, Don, what I have really come to believe and to know is that, yes, my people in my country did those things, but I didn't. Yes, my ancestors did those things, but I didn't. And I am not but defined by what my ancestors did. In fact, is what I have come to know and believe is that we are all one. And I thought, she's reading for the same script as Astrid. But she said it in such a powerful way, this awareness that we are one. And I look at our movement and, you know, on a global scale, we're micro. We're tiny, tiny, tiny. But our ideas, our philosophies, and what we believe are much larger than the Centers for Spiritual Living. It's much larger than anything of that nature. Yesterday, the practitioners gathered for what we call a deepening. And would the practitioners in the room please stand up? I want all of you to be aware of the practitioners and what all they do, because it's not just showing up on Sunday. And we also have Robert and Ann in with the kids. Camille's in back. But we have Karen is in with the kids. So what are there, 7 or 8 of us here out of 11 practitioners, and we gathered for the purpose of prayer, meditation, and connection. And in that, what came up, Camille was our facilitator, and we all shared, and what really came up was that the recent events are all on all of our hearts. It's okay, you can sit down now. I just wanted everybody to know all of the practitioners, how many they are, and how much work goes into that. Because in order to be of service to you, they have to be grounded and in themselves. So we have these deepenings so that there is truth, so we can see that truth, so we can know that truth. And what came up for me in the process of that is, how do you go about forgiving the unforgivable? How can you forgive that which is totally unforgivable? How do you forgive the Holocaust? How do you forgive the violence that's within our country today? Somehow, this British girl and this German girl have been able to move beyond the horror of the Holocaust to an awareness of our oneness. And it is up to us to move beyond the horror of the tragedies of the last few days and stay in our awareness of that oneness. I had a talk written about forgiveness. And after the deepening yesterday, that went out the window. I'd sent it to Jenna. I thought, oh God, that talk isn't going to be with the music. It's all going to be messed up, and I don't know what to do, but that isn't what's right to talk about. And when I opened the email last night, I happened to be online when you sent that, and I looked at the music. There's something greater going on here. Either that, or she can read my mind at a distance and know what I'm thinking before I think it. What a perfect selection, Jenna. And it was. And Don, thank you.
I didn't know, but she
knows. So what came up for me, there were kind of my three talking points: oneness, judgment, and forgiveness. And forgiveness and judgment are practices. They are activities. That's something that you do. But this idea of oneness, Oneness is a principle. And what is a principle? According to Webster, a principle is a fundamental, primary, or general law or truth from which others are derived. And that is, it's one of the basic building blocks of what we believe is our oneness with one another. And within that oneness, there is this concept that God is all there is. That's it. God is all there is. There is nothing outside of God. We believe that there is one infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present principle that we call God or Spirit. Which means that if God is everywhere, God is in the Holocaust. God is in the tragedies within the United States of America today. And it is our job is to find out what that is. And how we do that is we turn to prayer. We turn to that which fills us. We get support from one another. And what came glaring through to me in that moment is that we deserve a prayer. We deserve support in that way. And what came to me in that same flash is this: who's better to do that than the vice president of our leadership council, the most experienced, knowledgeable, articulate practitioner that we have? And who better than an African-American man to lead us in that healing and move us toward that awareness of our oneness? And so I call Kaleem, and Kaleem is in the middle of a multi-day silent retreat. But he agreed to come and lead us in a treatment and break his silence for this. So please join me in welcoming Kaleem to lead us in prayer. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jenna, and I understand that we had a song before I arrived about God gives through.
God lives through me.
God lives through me. Could you play a couple of refrains of that song?
There is one. I don't remember. Sorry. There is one love. There is one power. There is one life eternal. God lives through me. God lives through me.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Don, for giving the opportunity to do what I love to do the best, which is pray. And put it in the context, as Reverend Donna had already spoken, is that whether this is a historical context of a Holocaust and the inhumanity against inhumanity we've been experiencing since the eons of time, since the birth of our historical knowledge of each other, and we know whether it's a global incident that's happening, whether it's happening here in our country, in our community, as we read the newspapers and listen to it every single day, or whether it's happening in your personal life, in your personal family. What's so wonderful is that we in this community and those like us who've deeply developed our spirituality is that we know what to do. We are not lost in this experience. Whether it's personal or global, we know what to do. We remember that in the beginning, God. In the beginning, the infinite. In the beginning, power, knowledge. Oh, yes, and in the beginning, the Comforter. in the beginning. The infinite power, the infinite knower, the unmoved mover, that which is always present in all times, in all places, even now. And in the beginning, through some mystery, the infinite decided to individualize itself as you and I. And it gave us the ability to have consciousness, to make a choice. And we have the choice to either to labor under the pain, the burdens of that which we do not desire, or we have the choice to be the light in the midst of darkness. And we in this community, we've already made a choice. When we come to this community, we call ourselves the Centers for Spiritual Living. And therefore, we know what to do in times of challenge or in times of celebration. We know what to do. So please join me in taking a collective breath together and recognizing there's only one power, one presence. And this power and this presence moves through each and every one of us. It lives and it breathes and it has its being in and as us as we live and have its being as it. Both indivisible yet individual. And so therefore call and remember that we are one with this infinite power. For since the infinite is by definition infinite, there is no other. There is no other. Therefore, all is my sister and brother. There is no other. There is no Greek, nor Jew, no male, nor female, no black, no white, no political parties that divide us. And they're really only an imagination of borders that they call, we so call ourselves nations. There is only one. There is no other. And recognize this absolute truth that we are one. And we have been given the power to choose from the infinite principles and the infinite choices. We here at this center and across the world and all the centers of consciousness of spirit, we choose peace. That internal and eternal peace that is always with us because we are it. There is no other. We choose harmony. We choose harmony. Harmony in our thoughts. Harmony in our emotions. Harmony in our bodies, our physical bodies. Harmony in all of our relationships. Whether it be a so-called citizen or so-called police officer, there is no other. We are one. One and the same, even the victimizer, yes. Even the so-called victimizer is my brother and my sister because we are one. And we call forth a healing in this place right here and right now. A healing in this place called myself, my eternal heart, is where the healing begins. Now we call forth that harmony. Now we call forth that peace and that eternal, mysterious joy that is always with us. Oh, yes, we are enough. Right here in this very place, right here in this very place, the infinite is. And just like there was a Mother Teresa who said yes, just like there was a Buddha who said yes, and Martin Luther King Jr. who said yes. And with all these individual souls who knew that the presence, the power of that infinite source by whatever name dwelt within them and as them, so we here in this place, in this time, please join me in saying yes. Yes for peace. Yes for harmony. Yes for the healing of the minds and the nations. We say yes to peace and prosperity. For we do know that all so-called pain and destructions come from a sense of separation. But we here in this place, in this time, right now, we know that there is no separation. So we now are here speaking this word, knowing that the clouds of separation now pass away, for it is only an imagination. And we simply know there's only one. And this one moves through each one of us, individualized. And now it's up to us to make a choice. We have a choice of making the choice to support the pain and the dislocation, the disunity, or we have the choice of saying yes to the oneness and the harmony and the peace and the wholeness and the healing of a nation and a global village. And I already know what the answer is, because we have already said yes to peace, yes to harmony, yes to wholeness, yes to healing in the here and the now. And for this, I am so thankful. Oh, yes. I am thankful knowing that just like peace breaks out in mysterious places, so this peace is breaking out in this place right here and right now. And we are joined with the hearts and the minds of all those who are in our global village. So whether it be a global incident, a community incident, or even in our personal lives incidents, we call forth right now that peace, that harmony, and that joy that's beyond human understanding. And we allow it to be expressed and moved and to be a light as us in our personal lives, because we are the ones we've been looking for. Praise be to God. We've been looking for the place, and we found it is right here. We've been looking for the time, and the time is now. And we know by us going into prayer and listening to the infinite presence of God, and it will speak to us what we should do. And for sometimes that answer is be simply be still and know that I am. And sometimes that answer is the information of what I should do and take action. But we do know. We do know when we are guided by Spirit, the action is already done, whole and complete. So we do know that if it needs to be said, if it needs to be done, we simply ask Spirit, am I the one to say it? Am I the one to do it? And when Spirit, by an internal urging, says yes, then our answer is always yes. For we know it is always complete, whole, and good. So with a thankful heart, knowing that it is done, peace is already eternal, and we simply allow it now to move through us and to manifest not only personally, also globally. So we simply now submit this prayer, praise be to God, into that infinite law that has no choice. By the very principle of being a law, it has no choice but to say yes. And so it is through us as a global community and as a local presence, we simply give thanks that it is done for each one of us and for us consciously as a community that it is so. Please join me in affirming, and so it is. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaleem. Let's, you're just going to the music.